previously on Corporate Homie.
November.
I'm not like other people. I don't need to be busy all the time.
Say no to mediocrity.
No, I don't want to go to lunch with you.
Don't be a bandwidth bandit.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
Lessons learned from the movie Harriet about Harriet Tubman.
It's a bar fight. Get in there and get somebody.
Sometimes winning is lonely.
Never forget from where you come.
I'm the leader of this group. We do what I say. What's up, homies?
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Woo woo.
Welcome back. So we really appreciate you guys always listening with us. And we are about 100 and something episodes in this thing. And if you are enjoying our podcast, we would ask that you leave us a 5-star review in Apple iTunes. It really helps us.
Thank you. That's funny. It reminds me of an event I was at the other night, and they had live music. And the lead singer kept saying, like, we are taking requests, and the fastest way to get your requests is to write it on a $100 bill. That is the fastest way to get your requests. I thought that was great.
That's funny.
So we are Red Bull excited to share with you our thoughts and lessons learned from the movie Harriet about Harriet Tubman. So I'm just going to say, I love the movie. I thought it was great.
I liked it too. It really was for me. And I didn't know much about how they were going to do the movie. Not a typical slave movie, but an American hero movie. It wasn't that, like, you left, like,
two very different things.
Yes.
Two very different things. So, I think also I enjoyed the movie because it's a movie, which means it is based on a true story.
It's not documentary. It's not 100%.
It's not documentary. So, all of the people who wanted to nitpick, this was not historically crazy. Like, correct. It's Hollywood. It's a movie.
Right.
It's not a documentary.
Yeah. And one of the things that really fueled this episode is, you know, after Torque and I saw it, we found ourselves, you know, and I think you guys did too, still talking about the movie days after. That just so many things and lessons that were on your mind after watching the movie.
Agreed. Yeah, and so it just we thought, well, instead of us just talking amongst ourselves about the lessons we learned, let's do a Corporate Homie episode about it.
Exactly.
So let's just get into it. And this is in no particular order of what I took from the movie, literally my random thoughts. But my first one was, sometimes winning is lonely.
Mm.
Like, she left by herself and was... Oh, by the way, if you have not seen the movie, stop listening
now.
Stop
listening right now.
Because they're going to be spoilers.
Spoiler alert. That's a good point.
So sometimes winning is lonely. So she left on her original escape alone and then was basically in Philadelphia for over a year alone. When I mean alone, no family, no comforts of home. But yet she had the most important thing to her, which was freedom.
Everybody can't go on every journey with you.
Right. So sometimes winning is lonely. That was the first thing I took.
No, that's what I said. So everybody can't go on every single journey. And sometimes you're going to win, but you'll have to win by yourself. That's a very, very, I didn't even think about that, but that's kind of early in the movie. So that's a very good point. Okay. My second tip now of the episode is put your focus on what God is telling you to do.
God is trying to tell you something.
Like, she was literally like, remember, they're like, look, you can't read. You're not. And she said, I put my energy into
listening to God's voice. I'm not trying to learn to read.
Right.
Me and Jesus,
we got this thing.
Me and God, whomever your God is, the homies, listen to that person.
Yes. And so she literally is like, I put my focus on that. And, you know, as Torque would say, me and God are majority.
I like that. Line up
with what he is telling you to do, you can do that. And that is just a lesson for all of us, especially as you're contemplating a work decision, a family decision. You know, just put your energy onto listening to what the Lord is telling you to do and do that.
listen to God's voice above all others. I love
yes.
that.
Yes.
My next tip is your purpose is not always clear. So she goes back. She's like, okay, I'm listening to God's voice. And he told me to go get my husband and my sister. And I can't remember. I think it was another sibling. And then she gets back and the husband is like, oh, I thought she was dead.
I'm remarried.
And she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
But you look great, right? And she
says,
and
I'm so happy you're free.
And she says, I thought I came here for you, but now I realize I'm here for all of you. And to me, that was so powerful because your purpose is not always clear. And so sometimes you think that you're there to do X, you're actually there to do Y. So she was still there to go back to get people. That's important. And to bring them the freedom. It's just not the people she thought she was there to go get.
I had that too, because that was a whole word I said that you
it was
may not
a whole word.
Yeah, it's like you may not understand your purpose, but keep going. Like I said, she thought she was, I had the same note. She thought she was going to get her husband, but it turned out she was there for others. And I think that's a huge lesson for us, because you can think you're supposed to move to take this job. Then you get to the city and the job doesn't work out. And now you're like, I shouldn't have moved. But it may not mean that. It may have been that you misunderstood. You're just supposed to move, right?
Right. You can be moving for some other purpose. Your husband lives there. Your
right.
spouse lives there.
It's a different job
that you didn't even know was there. But
yes.
Or it's a new professional opportunity that you didn't even know was there.
So don't just think that because things don't work out exactly how you had them planned,
that you've been forsaken.
Right, or that you're outside of your purpose, or you're outside of the will. So that's my point. Like, it could line up differently than you anticipate. So I love that. So my next tip was, you don't have to be the oldest or most experienced to lead others.
Okay.
Because if you remember in the movie, like her brothers and all them, they're like older than her. They're like, she don't know what she's doing. She don't know how to swim. And it's literally like, she's the one that's called to lead. And it kind of reminded me of David in the Bible, where they're coming and they're like, hey, one of your sons is going to be the king. And they're like, I brought all my sons. And he's like, is there another one? They're like, we have another one, but he's little and he's out there in the field. And they're like, hey, bring him. So it just, to me, reminded me that you can go into a situation, you could be new. I've seen that happen to people in their careers. They'll get in an organization. They're not the lifer. They're not the person who's been there and worked for the company.
It's not their time.
Right. And that's not what's ordained and lined out for them. And then someone else will come in and be newer to the organization, but they're the one who's going to ascend up to the position. So be okay to walk into something that might feel bigger than you, even if there are other people at the organization who are more experienced or older than you, you could still be called to the promotion.
I love that. My next point dovetails very nicely into that, which is be confident in your own abilities. And it was that same scene that made me think about that, where she's with her brothers and sisters and they're all older. She's a woman. Now, mind you, she's the only one who's made it to freedom.
Right. And they're questioning her.
But Mitra,
she made it to freedom
and back.
And back.
And back.
And has not been hurt, has not been captured, and yet they still
not listen. So I said, be confident in your, they were going to listen to this, her brother, this man, and basically drown. And she's like, and here's the thing, she did not argue with them. She was just like,
she sure did.
I'm going this way. And then once they saw, okay, they became believers. I love what she says. My name is Harriet Tubman, and I'm the leader of this group. We do what I say. And I wanted to get up and start clapping in the theater when she did that.
You better lead them.
We do what I say. And if you know the real story, she shot the tractor. She was like, live free or die. Live free or die. I was like, so be confident in your own abilities.
I like that, because it's a reminder that you have to be confident in your own abilities, even if other people are not confident in your abilities. So it kind of goes back to like, I know what I can do. I know what I'm called to do. I know where my gifts lie, and I'm going to do that even if other people are questioning me. Even mm-hmm. here's another word. Even if it's people that I love and respect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Re, as Reagan would say. Yes, ma'am. Re.
The next point I had was sometimes others can see your gift before you can.
Okay.
So when she gets back from, bringing back the first group, and she's like in the tub, and she's telling Janelle Monáe's character
May,
like, hey, I went down there, my man. I went to get my man, and she went. Remember, she went to get her man because she was lonely.
Lonely.
To start with your first point, right? And it turns out that wasn't what I was doing down there. And she says, like, Harriet, you have something special. I'm not even sure that can be contained in a relationship.
Mm.
And I remember thinking, like, wow, she sees great, even though she had now been to up north twice and back once, she still didn't understand how great she was.
Right. Right.
And so it takes sometimes for other people to see your light and to see your gift before you can. So if you're at work and someone is saying, hey, I think you should apply for this promotion, or you're at some organization and someone says, I think you should apply to, you should shoot for being the chair, or I think you should go to be running for elected office. Maybe they can see something in you, some greatness in you that you can't see. So be open to that feedback from other people.
That's awesome. I think that's so true, that sometimes people can see things in you that you can't see in yourself. My next point was, everyone might not see your greatness. So May did, but remember when she first said she was going back, the Leslie Odom Jr. character was like, you
said,
can't go back
can't
just because you lonely, you can't read, da da da. You got here on lucky. She said, you don't know me. You don't know me. And she just kept coming back with people. And I do feel like it's like that. When you tell people, like, I'm going to quit my job to go do this, people are like, why are you doing that? You're crazy. I think it's time for me to take a step back and focus on my family. You can't do that. You're never going to be able to come back to corporate America. You can't take 2 years off. Hey, I'm going to support my wife because she has the bigger career, and I'm going to take the trailing career. Like, men don't do that. Everyone is not going to share in your vision, which goes back to our earlier part, because in the words of Miss Sherwin,
you can't
execute on a great value on what you said, the vision of the vision that God gave somebody.
God gave me with a great value.
You can't duplicate somebody else's vision. So everybody's not going to share in your vision, and it doesn't believe that they don't love you. It doesn't mean that they don't believe you, but they it's bigger than them.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So that's when, you know, between those two points, you have to be able to have some discernment between people who can see your greatness versus not. And then basically take you back to the first point, and you need to be lined up with the majority and keep with that voice.
Right.
So you'll know how to distinguish between those. That's a really good point. So my next point is, don't be afraid to fight.
Huh. That's real. Okay. Yeah.
Right. So Harriet Tubman couldn't have led all those people to freedom if she wasn't willing to fight for what she believed in, to, you know, grab her gun, take people, do the necessary. And I like at the end of the movie towards the end, where they're starting to talk about, you know, oh, it's getting hot and heavy, and the slave catchers, they're getting brutal, and so we should probably stop going down there right now. We need to put a pause on, you know, rescuing people. These are the people she's talking to that run the Underground Railroad. And she's basically like, look, I get it, because you guys have always been free. Like, you don't actually know what it's like. And so what I took from that scene, from a professional and personal standpoint, is that there are times that the odds are stacked against you, that you may try to do something that no one else has ever done, but don't be afraid to get in there and fight for it. Like you said, get in there, it's a bar fight. Get in there and hit somebody.
Yeah. She was definitely not afraid to fight. And you, like you said, it served her well. My next point was, she used her fear as fuel. Like, she was scared. You know, there was definitely times in the movie. That was one of the things they did a great job in the movie, is they showed her as a layered individual. Right. There were times she was vulnerable. She was confident. She was scared. But she never let her fear take her off of her focus. She used her fear as fuel. But she was absolutely scared, but not too scared to keep going. So don't think because something is scary or it's uncomfortable. It means that you're not supposed to be doing it. Sometimes that fear is just what you need. It's like, I remember playing sports before every single game, I would be nervous. And I remember daddy telling me, well, that means that you care. When you're not nervous, it means that you don't care. And I would be nervous about silly things like, I'm not going to score in this game. Had never had a game that I didn't score. But don't let your fear keep you from getting out there and performing.
I think that's a really good point, Bimitra, because I think that people have this idea that very successful people are never afraid. But in reality, oftentimes, people who are truly successful learn how to push past that fear and move almost in the direction of the fear or discomfort because they know that's where the success
yep.
or the growth lies. And so you're right. If you're not, almost it feels like if you're not applying for the job that makes you a little nervous, if you're not worried that you maybe can't do it or whatever, you need to have some of that and let that, would you say, let it fuel you. As opposed to when you feel that discomfort, deciding not to go for yeah. it. My last point was never forget from where you come. Like, she never forgot home. And so while she ended up being ascending and being bigger than home, she never forgot, like I said, even when she was talking to the people, like, I was a slave. My family is still slaves. So she wasn't like, I made it. Like, I couldn't look back. Sometimes, and I'm not saying look back, but you do need to remember, like, where home is.
What that means, what home means. Yeah.
Yes, and I feel like, especially in corporate America, like, there are times because the value system often can be so different than what your home is you have to remember, like, what are the things that are important to me? What is it that I value? What's home? What centers me? So that you can make your decisions and not get lost in the sauce.
Right. I love that. She never forgot home. My last point is she had to prioritize. Success does not come without sacrifice and prioritization. Like, she had to prioritize, like, what was important to her, and that meant her family. She had to keep moving. She lost close friends, all for this greater good. And a lot of times that happens where you have to prioritize things that are close and near and dear and sometimes painful to give up. So her prioritization led to sacrifice.
Yep, sacrifice is a part of it.
Well, thank you so much for listening. And as we mentioned earlier, you can find us on all things social. You can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. And we welcome any additional comments or topics that you thought on this as well.
Yes, and if you have a topic that you would like us to cover, feel free to send us a message on the social platforms, or you can email us at questions@corporatehomie.com. We're also taking speaking engagements for 2020. If you're interested in having us come out to your organization, feel free to email us at info@corporatehomie.com. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.